Navasota Zone, Whitley 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and on the phone with me, I'm pretty excited. Let me get a good intro here. They have 22 hit singles, including 10 top 10 hits and the number one smash, My Love. They've been awarded the Academy of Country Music Vocal Band of the Year, CMA Album of the Year, CMT Video Group of the Year, plus 3 Grammy nominations, and they are your Friday night headliners for the 2020 Texas Birthday Bash here in downtown Navasota, talking about Little Texas, and we're fortunate to have one of the original members and the drummer. You know, the drummers never get enough credit. Del Gray. Hey, Del, how are you doing, sir?
Well, that was quite an intro, man. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I try to get a good bang to start things off in case it goes downhill on my end, you know.
Absolutely.
But I got some great questions for you. You guys are one of the 90s supergroups during, a lot of people consider, one of the big heydays for country music, and you guys were an integral part of that. So let's see, get the story for people who don't know. You guys formed in the late 1980s, so tell us how the band came together.
We did. You know, we had, we kind of came in pairs. Me and the original keyboard player were from Ohio. We met the rest of the guys, believe it or not, in Springfield, Massachusetts. And we were sharing the same stage and ended up hanging out and singing Eagle songs one night and kind of looked at each other and said, hey, we all kind of look alike and we could be a band. And about 2 months later, we were a band. And, you know, ran up and down the road for a few years, playing every club from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Phoenix, Arizona, and did a lot of time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, playing clubs around that area, just building up fans and building up friends. And finally, Warner Brothers gave us a chance to have a single on the radio, and it went top 5, and the rest is history.
That's right. And early on, during those fun years, you were called one of the hardest working bands in music with like 300 plus shows per year and had no driver, had no label. So what was that crazy experience like compared to the later years with all the success?
Well, you know, when you're in your early 20s, you just think that's what you need to do. And that's what we did. You know, the first year our single was out, we played 319 dates and then continued throughout the 90s with about 250, 275 dates a year. So we really worked hard. But the great thing about that is it really laid the groundwork of what we do now. I tell people that I get to be a rock star on the weekend and home with my family during the week. You know, we've been blessed. We're working on our 31st year as a band. We do about 75 dates a year, and it's just a ball. We get on the bus and have fun and go out and play the weekend and then get to, you know, have Monday through Wednesday, Thursday off and do it all again.
Okay. And go back to 1991. You were, like you said, signed to Warner Brothers Records, and you began doing some stadium tours with some big heavyweights, you know, Clint Black, among others. How did that kind of experience with that that style of the stadium sound refine your style and sound?
Well, I mean, you know, we grew up listening to Willie Nelson and Waylon, and you know, our parents turned us on to all the classic country songs and performers of the day. But we also grew up going to Kiss concerts and Van Halen concerts. So us being in our early 20s, we were a stadium act. We were an arena act, and we were built for that. It put us in front of huge crowds, and so that just built our fan base. And you know, thankful to Clint Black, and we were out with Travis Tritt and Trisha Yearwood, and it just really put us in front of a lot of people and built our fan base.
Outstanding. And then, you know, after several years of working hard and finding huge success in country music, you guys decided to take a breather at the end of 1997. How did you use your time off?
Well, you know, we were basically on a bus in a van or a bus for 10 years straight. And I tell people when we took our break, you know, basically you had the mentality of an 18-year-old because you had no time to grow up in between those years. And so it really gave everyone a chance to grow up, experience life, enjoy the things that we've worked so hard for, such as houses and families. I spent my time, I was a staff writer for Charlie Daniels Publishing Company and was blessed to have hits with Trace Atkins, and I had cuts with Colin Ray and Gretchen Wilson and Billy Ray Cyrus and a few others. So just very blessed to become a writer. And about 2003, we all kind of, you know, we would show up at the same functions, and we just kind of had that itch, and we ended up getting in a rehearsal space. We kicked into Amy and looked around at each other and said, yeah, it still sounds like Little Texas. This is Little Texas. So we took it back out on the road at the end of 2003, beginning of 2004, and we've been hitting it hard ever since, and very blessed to do so. As a matter of fact, we just went in and cut 16 new songs, cut about 8 of the old hits and then 8 of brand new songs, and so we're excited to get that out this year sometime.
Oh, looking forward to that. So you get a little new stuff and kind of a new flavor, a new twist on some hits, some classics.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's now 2020, your 31st year together. So what, besides the album, is there anything else going on? I mean, I guess you guys are hitting the road still. I mean, you're going, like you said, about 75 dates a year. So anything else going on? You guys working on any other projects?
Well, absolutely. You know, we've always, you know, all the songs that you've heard from Little Texas, they've always been written within the band. And so we constantly write. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be over at Porter's. We're tracking some new songs. So, like I said, we just constantly write and try to put out some good music for our fans. You know, we don't really see ourselves back on country radio. That's a young man's game, and that's fine. We were blessed to have our young man game back in the 90s, and we're still doing it. But once again, we're all still creative and love to write and love to record.
Okay, and let the folks know how they can find you and keep up with you on social media.
Yeah, littletexasonline.com, and then, come be our friend on Facebook. Come out and we want to encourage everybody to come out Friday night. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a wonderful weather. And given our name is Little Texas and we have a few guys actually from Texas, every time we're in Texas, we always kind of joke and go, we're in the motherland, which is true. And we love to play in Texas and we're going to have a great time.
And it's going to be a great crowd too. The weather, like you said, the weather should be about perfect, and we're celebrating Texas independence. So Texas Birthday Bash, a big deal here in Navasota. Looking forward to seeing you guys Friday night rocking that stage.
Absolutely, Kenny. And anytime we can celebrate the independence of Texas, you know, we're there.
Absolutely. Everybody, come out Friday night. Make sure you see Little Texas. We have Dale Gray. Dale, I appreciate the time, sir.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. I'm Kenny Graves for Willie 1550 and 98.7.